Twitter is a site that a lot of us use, but when it releases its second quarter earnings later today, the numbers are not expected to be very good. The company is looking for a new CEO, and its user growth is still lagging far behind competitors like Facebook, which brings us to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner follows the industry for Recode, the tech news site. He joins us from San Francisco. Kurt, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. And what do you think that is going to be the most interesting thing when these numbers come out later today from Twitter? What are you going to be looking for?
Well, as you pointed out, I'm going to be looking for user growth. I think that that's been a storyline at Twitter since it's been a public company now almost 2 years ago. It's really struggled to show a real consistent growth in terms of bringing in people who have Twitter accounts and who are signing into those Twitter accounts every month.
Why is that, though? Because if you think about the people that are using it, obviously in the news business, we use it all the time. Politicians use it all the time. Entertainers use it. Taylor Swift has 61 million followers on Twitter.
I think that there's two things. The first is that I don't think the product is super easy to use, especially if you haven't used it before. I mean, as someone, it sounds like you use Twitter, you know, with the at mentions and the hashtags and little things like being able to subtweet someone. I mean, these terms don't even make sense to a lot of people who have never used the product and even those people who are generally familiar. So I think that there's an issue with how easy it is. I think the other issue is that essentially a lot of people feel like they don't know what to say. They still have this perception that when they get on Twitter, they have to say something smart or funny or interesting. They can't, you know, I try to tell people, you can be on Twitter and simply follow others. Mm. You don't have to say anything. And I don't think a lot of people understand that, or there's a misperception about how it's being used.
Well, and so to boost its users, Twitter is launching something called Project Lightning. Tell us about that and this new kind of advertisement in order to build revenue.
Mm-hmm. So Project Lightning is the idea that there are a lot of conversations that happened around specific events, particularly live events, and those conversations happen on Twitter. So, for example, when the Super Bowl is going on, there's a whole slew of people who are going to Twitter to talk about it.
Or Sharknado,
but it's not
for that matter.
Or Sharknado. Basically, anything happening in real life is also happening on Twitter. And the idea is that it's not really easy to always find and funnel those conversations. So what Twitter wants to do with this Project Lightning is create a product where each of these in real life events has its own dedicated stream and timeline so that people who want to follow along Twitter, Super Bowl Twitter, or follow along Sharknado Twitter can do so really easily. And then it also gives them another opportunity to sell advertising because advertisers might say, the crowd that's interested in Sharknado, those are the people we want to reach. And so now we have a dedicated stream of Sharknado tweets that we can put our ad in. And so I think that it's a revenue opportunity for them. But more importantly, I think it gives users an opportunity to go and actually participate in these conversations and keep the tweets from getting lost in the sea of everything else.
But why have they had such a hard time with revenue and the revenue side of things? I remember early on when Twitter got started, everyone was saying this is a great model because it works perfectly for mobile advertising because it's just these short little messages and the ads can fit perfectly into that stream of tweets, whereas Facebook might have a more difficult time. But Twitter, it appears, is the one having a tough time.
So revenue has actually been one of the strengths. If you want to find some strengths at Twitter, it's, you know, their revenue business or their business in general has been pretty good considering the fact that they're not growing the user base the way that a lot of people want them to. So each quarter they're maybe adding a few million new users, but their revenue is increasing. So they have a smaller user base, but they're making more money from those users. I think one of the issues is that Twitter gets compared to Facebook a lot. And Facebook has a ton of personal information about its user base that Twitter just doesn't have. Mm. It's slowly trying to catch up. For example, I believe it was last month, they added the ability to add your birthday to your Twitter profile. It seems so simple, but that's something that Facebook has had all along. Yeah. It's known when our birthdays are. It knows how old we are. And Twitter hasn't had that until a month ago. So that's an example of a very simple targeting tool that Twitter just added that Facebook's had all along.
And Kurt, what about leadership? This is going to be the first investor call today without the CEO, Dick Costolo, who stepped down on July 1st, and his co-founder, Jack Dorsey, has stepped back in on an interim basis. But there are people who look at Jack Dorsey and say, this is not the guy you want running this company.
Well, I think the issue, there's good and bad with Jack. I think one of the good things is that he's a co-founder. And from a lot of people I've talked to, both inside and outside the company, the fact that you're a co-founder gives you this what they call moral authority to make dramatic changes. And at a company like Twitter that really needs some changes right now in the eyes of Wall Street, someone like Jack could come in and say, hey, we're going to go in a totally new direction. Mm. And people would say, well, he's the founder, so that's okay. We're going to get on board with that. At the same time, I think that there's this, you know, Jack had a chance. He was the CEO of Twitter at one point, and it didn't work out all that well. The other thing is he's running another company right now. He's running
Square,
Stripe, which is – excuse me. He's running Square, which just filed
for IPO.
Mobile
payment company. So exactly.
It's,
well,
it's not as if he has a full-time you know, availability right now. So there
you go. All right. Well, we'll be watching. Kurt Wagner at Recode, thank you very much.